Meeting to order. It's 7:06, and we are going to start the meeting as usual with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
liberty, and justice for all.
Now we'll have the reading of minute of meeting notice. This meeting is being conducted in compliance with the open meeting session at the Verona Board of Education passed a resolution at its annual reorganization meeting held on January 7th, 2020. The meeting set forth a schedule of its regular meetings, which resolution was within 7 days of passage. The schedule was sent to the Verona Cedar Grove Times, the Star Ledger, the Herald News, Township of Verona, and the VEA. Postings of this meeting setting forth a time, location, and agenda were posted in each of Verona's 6 schools, board office, and town hall. This posting was also sent to the above papers, all SBA presidents, SBA liaisons. The Verona Board of Education operates under a consent agenda format. Any board member has the right to have an item pulled to be voted upon or discussed separately. Copies of tonight's agenda and resolutions have been made available to the public and press. And we will move to Mr. Turner for a roll call for attendance.
Mr. Allworth.
I'm here.
Mrs. Strappy?
Here.
Okay. Mr. Day?
Here.
Mrs. Prisco?
Here.
And Mrs. Preshy?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Excellent. Thank you. So this evening we have no presentations, but I am going to open up. Dr. Dionisio will open the meeting for any public comments that are on agenda items only. So, Dr. Dionisio, if you could open that up, if there's any public comment on agenda items.
Absolutely. And just to give the public some instructions, which are provided on our website, once I open it up for public comments at this time, then any member of the public, all they need to do is press *6 on their keypad, followed by the number 1, which will prompt them and put them in the queue. To be able to then be addressed to ask questions, and they'll have to identify themselves by name and address. I'll do that now.
Thank you. Thank you for the Q&A opportunity. There were no comments from the public on the agenda items, so we are going to continue on with our scheduled agenda, and we have Dr. Dionisio with the superintendent report.
Thank you, Mrs. Freschi. Can you hear me at this point?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure before I start going into the superintendent report. Good evening, everyone. I have a few updates to give to the board and to the public. We'll first start off with the referendum. We have a number of resolutions this evening on for board approval. I'm happy to state and share that all of the resolutions for these contracts have been reviewed, obviously, by our board attorney, by our architects, by our board secretary, and they're all within our referendum budget. So we've had a lot of success this past late winter and spring as we've been preparing for a referendum. And we have a number of resolutions on this evening for the board to approve, and the public can access the agenda online. We also have two addenda resolutions on this evening regarding the HVAC, the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning projects at our four elementary schools and HBW. We did rebid this project because about several weeks ago, in April, we did not receive any bids on this project originally. We rebid it right away in the hopes that we would have better success now. We believe that we didn't have any bidding on the project because it was right in the midst of COVID, coronavirus outbreak, and it had created a lot of consternation and challenges with our economy and throughout the state, obviously, in the country. So we rebid it, unfortunately. We had several companies bid on the project. Unfortunately, they were all over budget. So we have two resolutions on for this evening that will deny those requests, and it will allow the board, the district, to go and negotiate with contractors moving forward. And we'll do that under advisement of our board council in the coming weeks and months. And at this point, those projects for heating, ventilation, and air conditioning at the four elementary schools and HBW will be deferred until we can go into a contract that is within budget. And the earliest we anticipate that work would commence would be the summer of 2021. All of the other projects in the referendum, including the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning project at Verona High School, are slated for this summer. A lot of the work is already commencing. And we did receive a bid that we approved at the last meeting for the summer for the VHS project for HVAC, and that just happened to come in, and it came in under budget. We also have another resolution this evening for the Verona High School corridors, the floors, the wall tile. We'll be also doing lockers. We have resolutions on for that. We also have resolutions on for playground equipment on this evening, and actually some of that work has begun already. So we're well underway, and we'll be seeing some contractors mobilizing within the next week or so, in addition to the ones that have already started some of the preliminary work. In regards to coronavirus, the Governor Murphy, last week announced that school will be closed for the remainder of this academic year through June 30th. Still no formal word on extended school year for our special education students. We are planning on that being virtual. There is, once again, no official word yet, but we are planning for virtual as a worst-case scenario. We are obviously taking a look at what school will look like come September, and it's very difficult to anticipate 4 months down the road, but we are planning for a worst-case scenario of what virtual learning would look like, or hybrid model, where we would have students in school and socially distanced, and it may impact and will likely impact some sort of staggered schedule. So at this point, it's still too early to tell. We have time on our side, but not too much time. I have been asked to serve on a committee at the state level with the county superintendent to provide feedback as to planning for September. The Department of Education is looking for feedback so that way they can establish some guidelines and best practices. And we'll continue to collaborate with people here in Verona and our nearby communities and at the state level to make sure that we have a solid plan in place that maintains everyone's safety for our students and our staff, and allows us to continue to educate our students to the best of our ability. For the remainder of this year, we continue with the remote instructional plans that we set forth. We have most recently updated those plans to have them carry out through the rest of this school year through June 30th. There's actually a resolution on this evening to formally approve that plan, which then will be posted on our website and is submitted to the county superintendent's office. The last but not least on coronavirus and school closure, obviously, and sadly, this has affected not only our students coming to school and their extracurriculars and athletics, but it's also adversely affected the wonderful end-of-year traditions and ceremonies, specifically prom and senior banquet, the Verona High School graduation, the HBW promotion ceremony, and the fourth grade farewells. We did receive notification several days ago from the state police superintendent on behalf of the Department of Education and the governor's office, clarifying prior executive orders that traditional physical graduation ceremonies or any ceremonies would violate the executive orders of social distancing. So those are banned, they're prohibited. That was the clarification we were awaiting. We have been working for a number of weeks, dating back to the middle of March, in anticipation of such a decision, to carry out a virtual ceremony and to be able to retain and celebrate as many of the positive attributes, the traditions that we can maintain. Obviously, there is no substitute for having a physical graduation ceremony or a promotion ceremony or a fourth grade farewell, but we want to provide as special of a moment for our students who are in the direct passage, especially our Verona High School graduates. So we believe that we have a good plan in place that will be communicated in the coming days, and it's one that's taken all of the safety measures and protocols into consideration, but is also taken into consideration the feedback from our students, from our parents, and from our faculty. We spent a lot of time on it, and I just want to thank our administrative team, our student council, and specifically Mr. Lancaster, and especially Mr. Cogdill, for the amount of time and effort that they've been putting into it in order to make this year's ceremony at Verona High School as special as possible. Mr. Galberchek and Mrs. McNeil at HBW Middle School are working as well on making a special virtual ceremony for HBW, for the promotion ceremony for the eighth graders. And our elementary principals are working on something virtually that will celebrate our fourth graders as they have their farewells and transition to the middle school. One other item we have as well, shifting away from COVID right now, is resolution on, we had one remaining snow day. We have resolution, addenda resolutions on this evening. Resolution number two under the addenda to return one snow day, unused snow day, to the calendar. It will be a day off from school for May 26th, the day after Memorial Day. And I know that the teachers will appreciate that, families will appreciate that, and that coincides with our plan to allow our teachers to go back into the buildings to help close out the school year so that way we can commence construction, because once our teachers get out of the buildings and close up their classrooms, we can really start getting going with the construction, which will be starting sooner than later. Just one more item. There's no official word. But we do have some impact to the budget regarding COVID. So preliminarily, it appears that some of the federal money coming through the CARES Act is finally rippling its way through to school districts. We received notification last night that Verona would be eligible for taking advantage of a grant that we would receive if approved. And Mr. Balaj and Mr. Turner will be working on that grant application. That money would be earmarked to the technology costs around COVID, which we certainly have had plenty, in order to be able to effectively transition to remote learning. So we'll take advantage of applying for that. Fingers crossed that we'll receive that funding. and still no word yet, although we've talked about it a little bit, the potential impact based on the loss of economic revenue from the sales tax due to the impact on with coronavirus, that we will we're bracing ourselves for what we hope is not the case, but could be a reality in a loss of state aid in the future, depending upon what the fiscal situation will be at the state level. So still no word on that. We hope that we'll be able to hold on to our state aid, but we're trying to be as realistic as possible. And that's all I have for the superintendent report this evening. Mrs. Fresky, can you hear me?
Sorry, I had myself unmuted for my background noise. My apologies.
Okay. No, no
thank
problem.
You for your report. I just had a quick thought when you were talking about the loss of revenue potential. So I understand, too, that our buildings, since they are closed to for use, that we've also lost our small stream of revenue on renting our buildings out. So that's going to have, you know, it's not a lot of money, but that's an impact on our budget as well.
That is.
Is that correct?
That
yeah.
is. So, you know, that's been one of the questions of, well, how has, you know, closing our buildings affected the budget, and has it affected us in a positive manner? And the answer to that is yes. In some ways, it's really a limited way, it's allowed us to save some money on utilities. The challenge with that is that it's increased the costs, the expenditures on the technology side and on the PPE side, all the facility issues, in order to make sure that we are maintaining a safe environment. So it looks like, and it's still too early to tell, but it looks like the costs based on COVID will exceed what the cost would have been if we were operating in a normal schedule.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Does anybody else have any questions for Dr. DeNicio in regard to his superintendent report? If no, we are going to move along on our agenda, and we had some committees that met this week. And first, athletics and co-curricular, Mr. Day and Mrs. Crispa, did you meet?
Yes.
Yes.
We did. I met with Mr. Merkler yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a few things. Mr. Merkler's been very busy working with the coaches, and the coaches are still working with the players on Google Meets. They still meet, and that will continue. Mr. Merkler is also working with all the coaches to do the senior spotlight highlights on all the senior players that have been going out through social media and Twitter. So each senior is being recognized for their sports. He also talked about the Caldwell Community Center being closed. Well, right mm-hmm. now it's closed, and they don't know what's going to happen with that reopening. And he's mm-hmm. looking to secure a location for our swim team. So he's okay. trying very hard to find certain locations for that. He still has a lot of callbacks. He's waiting on some callbacks for that. So other than that, that was it really for athletics. It was a short, quick meeting with Mr. Merkler.
I just had one thing to add, and thanks for that, Pam. This is Jim Day. Regarding the fields around the schools, I know we've received some emails. I know people have verbalized the question of using the school fields during the lockdown or quarantine period, with the schools being closed, and I know that Dr. DeNicio had provided a email to the community about that. So I just want to make sure that we reiterate the fact that the school grounds are closed, all athletic fields, the track, and so on, for this period of time until I guess we deem that is appropriate, or when I guess the governor lifts that lockdown, Rui, is that correct?
That's correct. So the school facilities are closed primarily because of COVID, and I've done that in conjunction with Mr. Cavallo and Chief Kiernan, where our municipal fields remain closed to mitigate the spread. But also, we will be starting construction, so they would be closed anyway because of the safety issues that would be presented with people being in and around school construction this summer.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Thanks for the clarification.
We also had Education Committee met this week, Mr. Allworth and Mrs. Drappin.
Yeah, sure. So there are a number of policies that are getting their first reading tonight. They're all in the agenda. They're pretty much all, mandatory revisions or, they're all mandatory policy updates. And then tonight, for passing is the resolution for the pass-fail grading system that that we're switching to during this virtual learning system, and the resolution that the virtual remote instruction satisfies the 180-day school day requirement, just to make sure that that's all official on our end. AP tests started yesterday, and they're going to continue until Friday, the 22nd. They're 45-minute tests this year, so it's a totally new way to do it, obviously, as with everything else going on right now. But it's going to be research and essay-based tests, and it's 45 minutes, and that's it. So that's all going on right now. This summer, we're continuing with updating a lot of our curriculums, for a number of subject matters, ELA, ESL, AP Spanish language, music theory. There's a number of ones that are going to be updated this summer, as we do every summer. The math trainer, Mr. Jackson, met with our third grade teachers last week to continue to discuss our new dimensions program, which the third grade has been working with this year. We continue to update the Verona School's website with all the updates we receive about the distance and remote learning and all the changes we've been making. So everyone should make sure they go check that out if they want the newest information that we have. We received the results for the NJSLA science test, and we went over that, and that'll be communicated to the public at some point in the future. We discussed that the SGOs and SGPs are not going to be used this year per the Department of Education. The administrative team is still completing their final evaluations, though, on all the non-tenured staff. The tenured staff are going to be receiving not evaluated scores because of everything that's going on. So they are being evaluated differently this year. The building principals and supervisors are still going in and observing the teachers in their virtual classrooms. They've been very impressed by everything that has been going on. I know I've been impressed watching my children's teachers do it, so I'm sure it's across the district as well. And they're just continuing to support the teachers with their remote learning. The technology mentors are available for help with any staff members that are having problems technologically. And there's a couple positions that are for approval. We have a special ed math teacher for approval, and a couple of our counselors are going from 70% to full-time. And that, Sarah, correct me if I'm wrong, I think that's everything.
That's it.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Allworth. That's always a really big committee meeting to sit on. It's always a lot
of information. It's a big one, yeah.
Yeah. So does anybody have any questions or comments in regard to the education? No. So we're going to move on to buildings and grounds, the facilities meeting. And Mr. Day and myself and Dr. D'Anicio did meet. Jim, do you want to take that on?
Yeah, I mean, Dr. D'Anicio covered most of it. I mean, as you know, a lot of the items we'll be voting on today regarding the referendum items, including the floor and the wall tile, the new lockers, the playgrounds, and the HVAC, the ones we'll be voting for in regards to those items being agreed upon, and the HVAC, that came in over budget, and then we're going to be, voting to not move forward with those bids. So those are the main items going on with the facilities at this point. As Dr. Dionisio pointed out, we're going to be trying to push to get the project starting sooner than later to take advantage of, the time that we have now that we weren't expecting. And I know we have a project manager working closely with Dr. Dionisio and that organization, so we're very excited to get this project moving. We envision the great things that are be coming out of these projects, and really, we look forward to seeing our school district, go above and beyond where it is today. I think we're in a great place today, but it's nice to have some facilities that, warrant the great school district that we are. So very excited to get this moving, and thanks for the team. I know the administration, I know Mr. Turner, I know Dr. Dionisio, I know a lot of the folks, the custodial staff, we're really working hard to get the schools all lined up so we can start having these folks come in and start working on some of these projects. And anything else to add, Lisa? That's all I had.
No, you did a good job. And like you said, Dr. Dionisio covered the bulk of it in his report. So thank you, Mr. Day. Does anybody have any questions or comments on facilities? And if not, we are going to move to community resources. That was Mrs. Prisco and Mrs. Drappi. Did you meet?
Yes, we did.
Sorry,
sorry, I'm having an allergy attack.
Not much.
So, no, there wasn't much. Dr. Dionisio covered most of it regarding the bid opening for HVAC in the remaining five schools and the construction mobilization. That's exciting to get that underway. And, the only other thing that we covered was, the governor's guidelines to end of year celebrations and traditions. And, from a Verona alum, and I think, Pam, I can't speak for you, but I think you would agree that, we are just as disappointed as everyone else is that, we can't do a traditional celebration this year for our seniors. More to come with that. And I think that, no matter what, know that our seniors will be celebrated. So, and that's it.
Thank you very much.
Like, Lisa,
go ahead.
I would just like to add to that. Wait, I'm taking you off speaker.
I would just like to add to that what, with Dr. Dionisio and the administrative team has been working on. I'm sure they're working hard past 6 weeks over figuring out what to do for the seniors and our eighth graders and fourth graders. So I'm sure hopefully everyone will be happy with what is, put into place once they're all said and done. So, I'm sure they're going to do the best for our students, and that's what the most we can do right now. So thank you.
Yeah. I agree, Mrs. Prisco. And as sad as it is, because it's a big milestone, I kind of feel like it's a unique opportunity that the graduates, whether you're, stepping up from fourth grade or eighth grade or graduating high school or even college for that matter, it's such a unique moment in time. And although it's not going to be a traditional ceremony, I think whatever they put together is going to be great, and it's a one of a kind. So I really think once everybody's spirit gets into it, that these kids, in a way, have something that nobody else had, and it'll be memorialized and talked about. So I think it's just letting go of the idea of what you're losing, but embracing the uniqueness of the moment and moving on with it. So I'm excited to see what we come up with, and
me too.
It'll be great.
Me too.
agree. Thank you.
Are there any? You're welcome. Next on the agenda are just any discussion items on any old or new business that anybody wanted to bring up. And if not, I'm going to take that moment to thank Dr. Dionisio. So we as a board wanted to acknowledge the administrative team, our faculty, our entire staff, and really thank them for the work that they've been doing. Everybody has been going above and beyond. And, you know, Dr. Dionisio is in constant communication with me as the board president, and we filter out to all of us. So we're constantly updated on what's going on in the district and the hard work that everybody's doing. So Dr. Dionisio, thank you for pushing out that communication to the entire learning community for us. And thank you to the board members, because we're all going over time as well and doing these virtual meetings and staying abreast, because there's a lot of, outside of COVID with the referendum, there's a lot of work that's going on. And just because we're not meeting physically, we are all still putting in the time. So I just want to thank everybody for that.
Thank you, Mrs. Bresky, and to the entire board. I know that the administrative team and the faculty really appreciates the support and the acknowledgement and the recognition of all of their efforts. It's truly appreciated. Thank you.
And with that, we are going to move on to a roll call for the resolution. So I need a motion and a second for the resolutions number 1 through 15. Is there a motion?
Motion, Mr. Allworth.
So moved by Mr. Allworth, and I need a second.
Second, Mr. Day.
And a second by Mr. Day. Is there any discussion on any of the resolutions?
No.
No?
Nope.
So then we will resolve to approve resolutions 1 through 15, and Mr. Turner will do the vote.
Mr. Allworth.
Yes.
Mrs. Drappy.
Yes.
Mr. Day.
Yes to all except number 6.
How do you wish to vote on number 6?
No.
Okay. Mrs. Presco?
Yes.
Ms. Fresky?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Thank you. And then we need a motion to accept the addendum resolutions, number 1 through 7. Is there a motion for
Mr. Day?
So Mr. Day moved to approve resolution number 1 through 7. I need a second.
Second, Mr. Jackson.
who was that?
I think it was everyone.
We'll give the second to Mrs. Drappy. Okay, are there any questions on the agenda resolutions? If no, we will turn that over to Mr. Turner to do the vote.
Mr. Allworth.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Day?
Yes.
Mrs. Prisco?
Yes.
And Mrs. Fresky?
Yes.
It's passed.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And at this point in the meeting, we are going to open it up to public comments. So Dr. Dionisio will open that up so the public will have an opportunity to ask any questions or make comments at this point.
Terrific. And just as a reminder to the members of the public, if they wish to make any public comments, once I prompt, it would be pressing star 6 and then the number 1 on their telephone keypad.
Are we back?
We are back.
Excellent. So there were no comments from the public. So then we are going to, I'm going to ask for a motion to adjourn the meeting. That's all we have to make. So I need a motion to adjourn.
I will motion, Mrs. Freshy. Pam Frisco.
So we have a
second.
Motion by Mrs. Frisco and a second by Mr. Day. And all in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? None. So the meeting is officially adjourned at 7:43. And the next public meeting is Tuesday, May 26th. Dr. Dinesa, let me ask, because so that's the day we just gave back for school will be closed that day, but we're going to keep our meeting on that day, correct?
I don't have any problems with that unless there's any objection from the board.
No. Nope. Anybody?
Nope.
That's
nope.
Fine. Nobody's going down the shore.
Nobody's going on away for a long weekend down to the beach?
No. No, not leaving the house. So our next meeting is Tuesday, May 26th, with confidential at 6 p.m., and the public session will be at 7 p.m. Via teleconference, as we've been doing. So I want to thank everybody, and that is all we have. Have a great night. Thank you.
Thanks.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.